This country is a mess, a hot mess. Few things before diving in. Many people probably do not know a lot about the United States of America's court system. There are many different kinds of courts in the system, and each have their own jurisdiction. The type of case I'll be talking about throughout this podcast falls under the federal courts and the state courts due to the jurisdiction over cases that raise federal questions involving the U.S. government. In recent years, the President of the U.S., Donald J. Trump, has been saying, since his campaign, before he even got elected, that he wants and will build a border wall along the U.S.-Mexican border. Some Americans agree with him and believe that the wall is needed. Other Americans believe that the wall is unneeded. After a 35-day partial government shutdown over the border wall dispute in Congress, Congress decided not to give the president enough money he wanted to get his border wall. Early February, he declared a national emergency in hopes that he can get a border wall. 3 days later, on February 18, 2019, 16 states filed a lawsuit against Trump's border wall and its declaration of national emergency. They opened the lawsuit saying, and I quote, "The states of California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Illinois, Maine, Maryland, Minnesota, Nevada, New Jersey, Mexico, New York, Oregon, the Commonwealth of Virginia, and Attorney General Dana Nassel on behalf of the people of Michigan, collectively plaintiff states. Bring this action to protect the residents, natural resources, and economic interests from the President Donald J. Trump's flagrant disregard of the fundamental separation of powers principles ingrained in the United States Constitution." Then finally they stated, "For years, President Trump has repeatedly stated his intention to build a wall across the United States-Mexican border. Congress has repeatedly rebuffed the president's insistence to fund the border wall, recently resulting in a record 35-day partial government shutdown over the border wall dispute. After the government reopened, Congress approved and the president signed into law a $1.375 million appropriation for fencing along the southern border, but Congress made clear that the funding cannot be used for President Trump's proposed border wall." Reading through the lawsuit, each state has stated that the diversion of funding from the conduct, drug, and addiction and counter-narcotics activity will threaten the public safety of all residents in their state, and how diversion of funds will also harm their economies. The states of California and New Mexico also have environmental concerns, saying in the lawsuit, "The construction of the border wall along California and New Mexico's southern borders will cause irreparable environmental damages to those states' natural resources." There are many concerns from the states about the border wall, and how it will be paid for, and how it will affect the states. The states are also questioning its constitutionality. The lawsuit brings up the National Emergency Act, or the NEA, saying the NEA was designed to ensure that the president's extraordinary emergency powers will be utilized only when emergencies actually exist. When they get to the claims of relief, the first claim is that the president is in violation of constitutional separation of power. They explain by later stating, "Defendants have violated the United States Constitution's separation of powers doctrine by taking executive action to fund a border wall for which Congress has refused to appropriate funding. Defendants have further violated the separation of powers doctrine, specifically the presentment clause, by unilaterally diverting funding that Congress already appropriated for other purposes to fund a border wall for which Congress has provided no appropriations." The states are now going to court in each of their states, trying to push the case all the way to the Supreme Court of the United States. If or when it does make it to the Supreme Court, what will that mean? What will happen? In U.S. history, there was another time states and people sued the federal government, like in the 1930s, President Franklin D. Roosevelt FDR, was trying to pass New Deal legislation to help the country out of the Great Depression. However, many people were questioning whether or not FDR could do this, if his programs were even constitutional. In 1935, people were questioning the Agricultural Adjustment Act, or the AAA, and the National Industrial Recovery Act. So, what does happen when states sue the federal government? Both the National Industrial Recovery Act and the AAA were taken to the Supreme Court. On May 27, 1935, the National Industrial Recovery Act was ruled unconstitutional by the Supreme Court, and then on January 6, 1936, the Supreme Court ruled that the AAA was also unconstitutional, to which both programs ceased. The lawsuit will most likely make its way to the Supreme Court. If or when it does, whatever the court rules will determine the fate of the border wall and the President's declaration of national emergency. If the ruling is unconstitutional, the border wall will not get its funding and will not be built, and the national emergency will cease. If the ruling is constitutional, then the border wall will get its funding, and the national emergency will continue until the president stops it. There are many things that could happen for states to sue the federal government. It will most likely be over the constitutionality of a policy. This case will start in the state's court, and make its way to the Supreme Court will be ruled constitutional or not. Due to the many factors involved, states suing the federal government can change the laws of the U.S. and change the society or culture of America. Or, if it never makes it to the Supreme Court, or even out of the state's court, it could have no impact whatsoever on anything.